Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we are going to be meeting with our new visiting urologist, Dr. Fawad Zephyr. Before we do, I have a few announcements I'd like to share. The Restore Us Care Ministry Grief Support Group will be meeting Tuesday, September 8th. They meet the second Tuesday of each month from 11:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the hospital conference room at Van Deest Medical Center. If you're someone that is navigating any type of loss, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to join. This group is facilitated by Pastor Sarah Namukose with Asbury Methodist Church. Again, the Grief Support Group will be meeting Tuesday, September 8th at 11:30 to 1. Also coming up that same week, on Thursday, September 10th, will be the next Webster City Community Blood Drive. It will be from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom. Appointments are encouraged, however, walk-ins are welcome. The easiest way to make an appointment is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment. All of our donors will receive a free cookie from Scooters here in Webster City and a 20% off coupon to the gift shop at Van Deest Medical Center. Great place to shop, you shop, and they give. They give back to the hospital and our communities, and we certainly appreciate the Hospital Auxiliary and the work that they do. In other news coming up, I have mentioned previously, the Better Choices, Better Health Workshop is coming back this fall. This is Iowa's Chronic Disease Self-Management Program. It is a free, interactive, six-week workshop series that meets Thursdays beginning September 17th through October 22nd from 9:30 in the morning to 12 o'clock noon. This group meets in the hospital conference room at Van Deest Medical Center, and each session is led by two certified instructors. Designed to help participants gain confidence and take charge of their health, the program covers practical tools to manage ongoing health conditions while staying active. Topics include techniques to address isolation, frustration, fatigue, and pain, tips for healthy eating and safe physical activity, how to evaluate treatment options and create realistic action plans, and I do want to mention healthy snacks are provided at each session. If you have questions, would like to learn more, or would like to register for the next Better Choices, Better Health Workshop, you can contact Nurse and Health Coach Ashley Bubeck at 515-832-7885 or email Ashley at abubeck@vandeestmc.org. And lastly, I want to mention, coming up the end of September, Friday, September 25th, will be the 11th annual Van Deest Medical Center Foundation Golf Outing. This is a four-person best shot, will be held at Briggswoods Golf Course. We'll begin with registration and lunch at noon, followed by play starting at 1 o'clock. There are team sponsorships, whole sponsorships available. We're receiving registrations daily. You'll want to make sure you get your foursome signed up. All the information is available on our website. Go to vandeestmc.org. And if you're not a golfer, we have something for you too. There is live entertainment following the golf. It will be provided to us by Day OK Jazz Project. It will be from 5 to 7, and it is free and open to the public. There will be food and drink available for purchase. I do want to mention proceeds from this day will support our orthopedic service line. Again, should be a terrific day, and we hope you get signed up to join us. And with that, we are ready to start into our program. I'm very pleased to introduce and welcome our newest visiting specialist, Dr. Fawad Zephyr, to our program today and to Van Deest Medical Center. Good morning, Dr. Zephyr.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very good. So thrilled to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Dr. Zephyr is an experienced urologist and has started seeing patients during the month of August here at Van Deese Medical Center. Love to hear, just if you would, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, education, your experience.
Sure. So this year is the 31st year that I've been serving patients in Iowa. I moved to Des Moines, Iowa in 1995. I have a clinic in West Des Moines, and I also have outreach clinics for patients who are living in small towns and have issues commuting to the bigger cities. So I serve Wayne County Hospital in Corydon, Centerville, Iowa, Dallas County Hospital in Perry, and also Audubon County Hospital in Audubon, which is in West Iowa. And I'm pleased to start here now as well. This is my second clinic that I have just done. So I was born in Glasgow, Scotland. My both parents were physicians. They have passed away. I have two sisters. All three of us are physicians. And my son is a physician. He's a dermatologist. He's in West Des Moines. So medicine kind of runs in the family. And we are grateful that we have this ability and opportunity to help people and take care of them. And that's our main goal. So as far as why did I choose medicine, one day on the dinner table, my father and my mother were sitting and they said, you should become a urologist because people are getting older. My sister should become a cardiologist. Another sister should become an internist, so that's what we did. I was more interested in cars than I wanted to be a car salesman, but they put an end to that. So rest is history. And at the time, we felt that it was not fair, but I'm very grateful for the advice that my parents gave us. And I pray for them every day and thank them for the vision that they had. And this is a very good profession. We have enjoyed our time. I like working. I work about 60 hours a week, and I have no issues in terms of, oh, why am I working so much? So that's how I became a physician. And I've started seeing patients here every second and fourth Thursday of the month. This is, again, my second clinic. I was here 2 weeks ago as well. We now have most of the equipment that we need in this hospital to do general urology procedures. My main interest is in kidney stones, bladder cancer, prostate cancer, and we have all that equipment here. So if patients have kidney stones, they don't have to go to Fort Dodge or other towns. This can all be done here. Most of the procedures are same-day procedures, so that patients should be able to go home. I know there's always hassle about going to big cities because, you know, somebody has to take their day off and take their loved ones to the hospital, and then that day is wasted. So the stuff that we can do here will save a lot of time and be more convenient for the patients. Any unique interest that I have in my practice, again, would be kidney stones. I've had two stones myself. It's very painful, and I'm very sympathetic to patients who have them. I've had female patients who've told me that this pain was worse than childbirth pain. So you can tell how intense that condition is. And as far as the demographics are concerned, I see patients starting the ages of 15 onwards, till 90 years of age. I don't see pediatric urology, but starting 15 on, I'm always available. So my philosophy in terms of treating patients is to listen to the patients, get all the information, give them all the time that they need, and then come up with a treatment plan and do my best to make sure that we take care of them and get them better. If there is a situation that I can't improve and there are other people who can, I'll be happy to refer them wherever they need to go to. There are some procedures that may require a tertiary referral center, for example, removal of a prostate using a robot, bladder cancer, in which bladder has to be removed. So they would be done in tertiary referral centers. I think Mayo Clinic would be a great choice. The University of Iowa would be a good choice. So if there's something that we are not able to do here, we'll absolutely make sure that the patients go to the right place and they are getting taken care of.
If I might just add, I know you had mentioned kidney stones. Are there some other conditions that people may have that they're not even thinking about that would fall kind of under the urology umbrella for which you treat?
Let me add those. Thank you for reminding me. So urology is a specialty for both men and women. So for men, we treat patients who have erectile dysfunction, which is quite common. Patients who need vasectomies, they don't have to go far. They can be done here in town. I have done almost 14,000 vasectomies so far. I generally do about 300 every year. In Des Moines, I probably do 7 to 8 every day when I'm in the clinic. So we do a no-needle anesthetic procedure in which there's a spray gun. The procedure takes only about 10 to 11 minutes. And normally we only make one small opening instead of one on the right side and one on the left side. So it's a quick recovery. Patients go back to work the next day. Besides the erectile dysfunction and vasectomies there, and kidney stones, there's problems with enlargement of prostate. Patients have difficulty voiding. Flow is slow. They have to go again and again. There's possibility of incontinence. So that is what we also treat. And then patients who have erectile dysfunction who have not responded to medications or intracavernosal injections or have not had good luck with a vacuum pump. We also do penile implants that can be done successfully here in Webster City Adventist Hospital. It's a very good procedure. Takes about an hour. Most patients go home the next day and the results are very, very good. So the current penile implants last about 21 to 22 years and are pretty dependable. Besides that, patients have history of elevated PSAs. We need to rule out prostate cancer. Prostate biopsies can be done in town. Cystoscopies will be done here as well. And then patients who have enlarged prostate that require surgical procedures like transurethral resection of the prostate, laser ablation of the prostate, that can also be done in town. They're also pretty effective in helping to pass urine much better in men. That would be a summary of the procedures that we do for men. As far as ladies are concerned, there's a lot of urinary incontinence. There are sling procedures that can be done to take care of it. Obviously, they also have risk of bladder cancer, especially in patients who are smokers. So that can be treated in town. Kidney stones in women are very common. That would be another treatment possibility. So, but then a lot of patients have recurrent urinary tract infections. Mm-hmm. Some of them have issues with low estrogen. The vaginal lining is weak and it makes them prone to infections. In elderly female patients, the bladder muscle becomes weak and so they have difficulty emptying the bladder. And there's always a puddle of urine sitting in the bladder, which makes them more prone to infections. And so the problem then is that they get one antibiotic after another antibiotic, and eventually they get resistant to most antibiotics. Because the underlying problem is not emptying the bladder, and unless that is taken care of, the infections will recur again and again. We also do circumcisions for patients who require them, and male circumcision is a pretty simple procedure. Takes about 30, 35 minutes. Patients go home the same day. So that's a summary of it.
Excellent. Thank you. I would follow by asking, what do you think are, I guess, maybe some advice you'd give to listeners about when it's appropriate to see a urologist? Maybe something they've been dealing with for a while and hadn't even thought that it's time to go see a urologist.
Sure. So urinary incontinence is one. Some patients have had blood in the urine that they have ignored. And blood in the urine is kind of an ominous sign, because usually patients who are smokers and have had blood in the urine, cancer would be the top of the list in terms of diagnosis. Kidney stones will also cause blood in the urine. And I still continue to see a lot of patients with very big stones, which normally should not have happened, because they've kind of put up with it. And the stones keep growing in size, and it can also damage the kidney. Also, we still sadly continue to see patients who have elevated PSAs, which is a test for prostate cancer. It's called prostate-specific antigen. It is a protein that is produced, you know, by the prostate when there's a malignancy. And so I've seen patients come in with PSAs as high as 1,000, whereas the normal range is 0 to 4. Mm. So in a situation like that, the earlier we see the patient and take care of the problem, the better the results for the patient. Obviously, if somebody's got a PSA as high as 1,000, the cancer is spread everywhere, and then all you can do is palliation, which could have been treated if it was taken care of in time. So anything that is urological that doesn't seem right, leakage of the urine, blood in the urine, pain in the abdomen, incontinence, that should all be taken care of. And with the urology service now being available at Webster City, there really should be no reason not to go elsewhere and not get it done. I just want you to know that currently in Des Moines, there is a 3-month wait to see a urologist. It is also the same in other towns where there are urologists. There will be no 3-month wait here in Webster City. I can start as early as 7 in the morning and will be there till the job is done. So this would be right in your backyard without having to go far, and being able to get to see a urologist within 2 weeks. I'm here twice a month, every second and fourth Thursday, and we'll be able to see anybody who requires any urological help.
Yes, and we are so thrilled to have you here and have this service available. As you've mentioned, there's an extended wait time to get in to see urologists. This is a service that we have needed and wanted to bring to Van Deys Medical Center for quite some time. So I am so thrilled that we can now offer your services here.
Thank you so much. I will be thrilled to serve the patients here in Van Deys. I've heard wonderful things about this hospital. I have some colleagues who work here. They're also very happy with how, you know, the hospital has helped them, provided all the equipment. So it's a team effort, and we're very grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So if I were to ask you about your practice philosophy, what would you share?
So my practice philosophy is to help as many people as possible. I normally am always available. Every single patient that I've ever done a procedure on has my cell phone number, so that if they have any problems, they can reach out to me directly anytime. I just don't like this concept of being behind doors and not being accessible to the patients, because if I had a problem, I would want to reach out to the doctor as quickly as possible. And I can tell you this, that patients are also very respectful of, you know, the doctor's time as well. On an average, I get about 4 or 5 phone calls a month, and nobody calls at 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I think simply the fact that they know that they have my number, they feel comfortable that if there's a problem, they can always reach out. So there's no issue there. And also, I don't have Since I see about 45, 50 patients a day, my hours are long, so there's not a lot of wait, because I think as a patient, if I have a problem and I'm told that you'll be seen in 3 months, it just doesn't sound fair at all. So
No one would want to wait that long.
I know.
You know, then you're just thinking about it every
day.
Exactly. Yes.
So again, my philosophy is to help as many people as possible, do the best for the patients, be available, and help as many people as we can. And if there's something that I can't do, then I need to channel them to the proper place, which I will absolutely be happy to do.
Wonderful. As Dr. Zephyr has mentioned, he is here the second and fourth Thursday of each month. He has completed 2 clinic days at our hospital, and we have been thrilled to have him. His next clinic day will be Thursday, September 10th, and you can schedule an appointment with Dr. Zephyr. You can call the specialty clinic at Van Deese Medical Center. That number is 515-832-7746. So you've spent kind of your first month, if you will, with our hospital, having a couple different clinic days. What is it you most look forward to as you begin your practice here?
So, you know, I find that the staff is very pleasant to work with. They're very helpful. Everybody has a smile on their face, and they all go out of their way, you know, to make life easy. The first time when I came, from then, my practice, the patients that I've seen today was double the number, which is, you know, very nice. I've had some patients who've come from Fort Dodge as well. The first time when I came, there was a patient who came all the way from Perry, Iowa. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of need, and I'm just happy about being able to provide the service here. As I've said before, we have most of the equipment that we need, and the hospital has been very, very supportive. They've gotten all the equipment at a very short notice. From what I understand was that a lot of the one specialty that was being referred out a lot was urology. And they are keen to keep the patients in town for their own convenience. So I've had a lot of support from the hospital, for which I'm grateful.
Terrific. What else would you like to share with our listeners today about your practice?
Well, I worked very hard to keep patients happy. Obviously, I'm not perfect. You know, there will always be some patients who may not be satisfied, but over the years, I've had very good reviews on Google from patients. Currently, I have 1,196 five-star reviews, and I'm grateful to those patients who have had good results and were kind enough to leave reviews. So that's the motto: help as many people as you can and do it as kindly as possible, and take care of them. I have patients who do not have insurance, and I normally don't bill them for the visit, because if I can help and takes 10-15 minutes, I'm okay with that as well. That's what I do in Des Moines. Obviously, I don't know what the hospital policy is going to be, but I normally don't charge patients. If they don't have insurance, you know they don't have enough money to do it. So if we can help them, I think that should be enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, as displayed by your Google reviews, you are taking care of your patients. You're doing a fantastic job of it. Again, we're so happy that you're here and providing your services here at Van Deese Medical Center. I have to ask, when you're not seeing patients, which might not be a lot of the time remaining that you have, what is it you like to do in your free time?
So I like to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I've joined a gym in Des Moines, and it's open till 11 o'clock at night. So I'm there between 9 and 11 o'clock. So that's what I enjoy. And if I have some free time when I'm driving to outreach hospitals, I have subscribed Audible for books. And so I have listened to a lot of books, which has been very helpful.
Fun. Yeah. Is there a particular author that you like that is a favorite?
So I only listen to nonfiction books. And, you know, there are different books that I've read. I like biographies, and I also like some financial books. So those are the kind of books.
Very good. Well, and I love to hear that you're taking time out of your day to make yourself a priority, and you take care of yourself and your health, and you're getting to the gym.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Dr. Zephyr, I want to thank you so much for being on the program today. We certainly appreciate having your services available at Van Deese Medical Center. To our listeners out there, again, Dr. Zephyr is seeing patients on the second and fourth Thursday of each month. He will be back at our hospital on Thursday, September 10th. Appointments can be made by calling 515-832-7746 in our specialty clinic department. Again, I thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.